You're listening to SBS News.
Early results of human trials of an experimental coronavirus vaccine are indicating the vaccine could be safe and effective. Published in the Lancet Medical Journal, the results indicate the vaccine, developed by pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca and Oxford University, did not prompt any serious side effects and elicited antibody and T-cell immune responses. Chief investigator of the study, Andrew Pollard, says the results hold promise.
Vaccines are absolutely the way out of the pandemic, and this is a really important moment because it shows that we can make the robust immune responses which we hope will relate to protection in the future.
But lead researcher Sarah Gilbert says there are still two problems to overcome. The first, does the vaccine produce enough of an immune response to prevent infection?
So we can't say just by looking at the immune responses whether this is going to protect people or not. And the only way we're going to find out is by doing the large phase 3 trials and wait for people to be infected as part of that trial before we know if the vaccine can work.
Late stage trials are underway in Brazil and South Africa and are due to start in the United States, where the prevalence of COVID-19 is higher than the United Kingdom. The second issue to overcome is if the vaccine is safe to use in elderly people or those with pre-existing medical conditions. The first trial included 1,000 healthy adults aged between 18 and 55 with no history of COVID-19.
We still need to see how the vaccine performs in older people who are more at risk of severe disease than the people we've vaccinated in this study. So that's the subject of future work, and there'll be more publications to come.
The Oxford team found among the 500 patients given a single dose of the vaccine, their immune response peaked around 14 days and decreased slightly by the end of the two-month study period. These patients developed antibodies in their blood and a robust T-cell response, which helps their body identify and neutralise the virus. The other 500 patients were given a meningitis vaccine as a placebo. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson praised researchers on Twitter, saying this is very positive news and an important step in the right direction. His government has helped fund the potential vaccine. The World Health Organization was also positive, but focused its reaction on how a vaccine could be fairly distributed once proven. Dr. Michael Ryan is the executive director of the Health Emergencies Program.
That mechanism, as it presently stands, is not going to be able to supply a vaccine for everybody on the planet. We are going to have to prioritize who gets what vaccine at the beginning, depending on which vaccine becomes available. And we're going to have some policy and priorities around the best use of those vaccines.
The pharmaceutical company licensed by Oxford University, AstraZeneca, has signed agreements with governments around the world to supply the vaccine should it gain regulatory approval. It has previously said it will not seek profit from the vaccine during the pandemic. And you can stay up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Lucy Murray, SBS News.